been a very, very fun Football Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. We appreciate you guys helping us make it incredibly fun. Actually, we appreciate you guys making it fun. I'm going to give you the credit.
Interaction.
It has been a delight. Much appreciation to our guy, Byron Matthews, making everything smooth, too. And Figgy Fig doing the remote mixtape. What a great day, man. And it only gets better as Clint and Ron getting ready to come on here in a second. But before we hand off to them, we got to draft the weekend, Lopez.
Yeah, we do.
I believe I had the first pick last time we did this. And so you get the honor of selecting what you are most interested in this weekend first. And before we even get to that, the common disclaimer that needs to be thrown up here is we know Texans Packers is number one on probably all of our run sheets here and all of our cards, so that one goes without saying. And with that being the case, Lopez,
I was kind of hoping you'd go first because I thought you would pick Georgia Texas, and as much as I want to see that, I don't know if it's number one. I got to decide on the fly here.
Well, okay, you got the number one pick.
I know.
How are you out here trying to?
I thought you'd make it easy for me.
Well, just make the pick then.
I'm gonna.
Anyway, said you have to pick Georgia Texas.
I'm not gonna pick Georgia Texas.
See what I did there?
A little psychology at work. I'm not. The game I really want to see is Lions Vikings. Not even Chiefs Niners. I want to see Lions Vikings. I think it's going to be, I mean, I'm you know, you guys know I'm very high on the Lions this year. I think they got every element, but they're missing, you know, obviously, and will be missing Aiden Hutchinson. Are the Vikings, they just continue to prove that they're the real deal. I think it's going to be a great game. I'll pick Lions Vikings.
That's a good one to pick. I like what you are doing there, and I appreciate it greatly. That is a good pick, but I will go ahead and take the, I'll take the easy bait. Give me Texas, Georgia.
Yeah. It's right there. It's going to be good.
I understand where you're coming from. I think that there is maybe a little bit less to learn. I think that I'm in a place where I already think Georgia isn't as strong as maybe the Georgia brand would lead someone to believe. And so if Georgia gets out here and does not look their swellest, some people are going to be like, oh my goodness. And I think I'll be like, yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, why am I watching this?
I still want to see it.
But it could be an upset. And so that would make it must-watch TV. So, okay, so I got Lions, Vikings. I think I'm going to do a little twist here because I really believe that the Yankees are ripe. I really believe that the Yankees are ripe.
I thought I would be able to get this in the second time around. I knew I should have taken it up front.
To choke. Yankees at Cleveland. Oh, by the way, tonight.
Yes.
And so Friday. They're going to still be feeling the sting of that. So yeah, I'm going to go Yankees at Cleveland. I'm definitely going to be plugged in on that one.
Gosh, I thought I had you there. I was like, oh, man, I got this set up for me. Mm-hmm. I was going to be able to do it. All right, we continue drafting the weekend. Oh, you already took Lions, Vikings. Goodness. All right, well, then I'll take the easy one. Give me Kansas City, San Francisco, rematch of Super Bowl. Oddly enough, San Francisco, obviously they're at home, but they're the favorites. They're Vegas' favorites. And so, yeah, I want to see that game. I want to see both of these teams not quite – like as good as I think some people would assume, or maybe that the records would probably say. But I want to see just exactly how they match up now. And so, yeah, that one's an easy one for me to take. I'll take Chiefs.
Now, I'm not going to pick this one because I think, but I'm so interested. I just want to give a shout out to Nebraska, Indiana. That's going to be a fun game to watch. Is Indiana for real? We talked about it during our college football segment. Undefeated, biggest game maybe in their history. In Bloomington. So that's going to be on the docket somewhere. But the one that I'm drafting next is another one that I think it's an elimination game. And I love both these. I love SEC football. Alabama, Tennessee at Tennessee. Boy, that's going to be that is going to be an entertaining game.
Yeah, I think that it'll be entertaining. I don't know that that one is as interesting to me as some of the others that are available here. Give me Ravens Bucks.
Okay.
Give me Ravens Bucks. It's Monday night, which kind of, I don't know if that fully violates. I don't think we set rules aside for Monday night football. But yeah, I really love what's happening there. The Ravens look like they might be one of, if not the best team in football right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bucks also are playing really well. Like Baker Mayfield, you lose Dave Canales there, who a lot of people gave credit for him coming through, and you have a defensive head coach, and all things considered, he is still playing good football as a quarterback. And so I think that is going to be a really fun challenge, and rightfully is going to be a primetime game. Give me that one.
Yeah. All right. You can bash me if you want. They're 15 point favorite. Oh, wow. They're an 18 point favorite now.
the realization that your pick is also a little wilder than you thought it was.
It is an 18 point spread now. But I got to watch the Aggies, man. Come on. 3:15. Weird start for that game. Weird start. Certainly, you got to be careful anytime you're on the road in the SEC. But I think they're going to win at Mississippi State. But I will be plugged in. This is not going to be on your list, I know. But it's my list, not yours.
No, it is not. No. Do you want this to be the final draft? Or you want to
pick? Well,
it
depends on who you pick, because I got another thought.
Okay. Should I save my funny pick for it? Nope, going for it right now. Let me see butt. Baylor, Texas Tech, because I'm a giant child, and it is BU versus TT. I want to watch college football, but on Saturday. But also, I think Baylor just, I have been fascinating with Dave Aranda. I think that he is a really interesting coach. Mm-hmm. However, this has seemed like it has just completely
not been great.
Going downhill. So that coaching matchup of Aranda versus McGuire is interesting to me. And so for that alone, and for the opportunity to again say, but on the radio, give me Baylor, Texas.
And then I was just going to throw in a little Otani, man. You got to get a little Otani action in, see what he's
doing. Oh, yeah, your favorite baseball player. Who you're rooting for to win the World Series. Yep.
He's fun to watch. He was fun to watch last night. What did he get? Count for four runs, something like that, had a home run, had another one, I don't know, whatever. He's fun to watch. I'm going to probably plug in on that one, even though that one's probably a done deal.
Colorado, Arizona. Colorado, I was looking at them last week because they played Kansas State, and I was like, this team doesn't look all that different. Why are they getting that much stuff? And so I got into the advanced numbers to see, I was like, I'm missing something. Oh, yeah, they're so much better on defense, and it doesn't, you don't think about it, but they are. And so Arizona, not a great team, but just I've been impressed in a way that I did not think I would be.
Yeah.
By the Colorado Buffaloes team, and I felt like I needed to take some time to salute Deion Sanders for significantly improving that defense. It's not a great defense, but considering where they were prior, like having that defense be in a much better place has allowed them to be, hey man, they look like they're going to go bowling this year, which that is a huge step up from where they had previously been. All right, that's the weekend drafted, as drafted by In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610.